Let's go to Joseph in Princeton, New Jersey, and he's got a question about coffee enemas. Are you there, Joseph?
Yes, hi.
How you doing? Go ahead.
I was wondering if I can do 4 enemas a week and cut the time in half.
Well, the deal is that you may disrupt the normal electrolytic balance in the body by clearing the colon that quickly. Also, I'm not sure that, you know, more faster is better. Okay? Now, I recognize your voice, so I know you're a very young man. I would say you could probably do 3 coffee enemas a week, but for the average person out there who's in their 40s, 50s, 60s, I think 2 is the top of the line. Okay, buddy?
Thank you. Another concern I had is that sometimes after an enema, I won't have a bowel movement for 2 days.
Yeah, see, this tells me that we have made a major hit to the electrolytes. So one of the things you're going to need to do, and the younger you are, the more you need to do this, is increase salt when you are between enemas. So if you do an enema, the day you do the enema, you probably need at least a teaspoon of salt or more. And
I take a teaspoon every morning.
Okay, excellent. Then, but when you do come back to a bowel movement, it is not hard or anything. It's normal consistency?
No, they're usually in the hard side.
Yeah. See, so I would say you might take a teaspoon in the morning, but you may need to take another half teaspoon or teaspoon at night. You're not, something's happening to the electrolytes. You're getting too big a hit for the per unit of time. Okay? Thanks for your call.